It's time now for our Tuesday morning community connection visit, and we've got the superintendent of the Morris Area School District in, Shane Munson. Shane, good morning to you. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time. We've got a few things we want to cover here this morning. First of all, the school year, I guess, is what, about 3 weeks old? How has the start of the year gone?
Hey, you know, every year's the new journey of the school year is exciting for families and staff. We come off the summer break, and kids are excited to see their friends, and teachers are excited to get back in the classroom doing what they love. So it's been a good start. We, you know, there's always some bumps in the road as you get going, but things are starting to smooth out. We're almost to midterm already in the first quarter, finishing up our first month of school. Amazing. And it's so much fun every day to get out in the hallways and walk by some classrooms and see the great work our teachers are doing and our students are engaged in learning.
Shane, what did your enrollment numbers look like going into the school year, and how have they compared to previous years?
We're fortunate here in Morris. We're stable to slightly increasing, I would say. And while most districts are seeing a declining enrollment, we've been fortunate to maintain as we've been moving forward. So I'm thrilled to share that news too.
What do you attribute that to, when other schools maybe are holding steady or declining and you guys are doing a little bit better than that?
Well, I think there's a variety of things. One would be we have excellent facilities, supportive community. We provide lots of opportunities for our students. We're big enough to provide all those opportunities, yet small enough to make sure we're making those connections, one-on-one connections with our students, so they feel part of the Tiger family. I think that's a big part of that as well. And then just the makeup of Morris has, you know, we've shifted with some more ethnicity in town and cultural diversity, and that's attributed to some of that as well, I believe.
You mentioned, Shane, excellent facilities, and that certainly is attractive to both students and parents alike. And when it comes to facilities, we're going to see some changes as a result of that bond referendum that was approved back in the middle of August. Give us an update on how those dollars will be used and when we'll see some of that money spent and the projects eventually go into the construction phase and maybe completion.
Yeah, so again, I couldn't be more excited to get the bond referendum passed, and I thank the community as always for their support. So once that happened, then we start to go into the input collection phase. You know, we're adding some classrooms and providing a separate entrance for our pre-K and community education programming, which is exciting. We're adding classrooms on the second floor of that addition, and sixth grade is moving back from the high school building back into the elementary, which we're excited about as well. No, we'll have some additional repurposing of classrooms. When the building was built in 2005, school districts weren't asked to do as much as they are today with mental health supports, with our English language learner. We do interventions for math and reading. So our students need those spaces to do that work, and our teachers need those as well. So we're excited as we're moving into the input gathering and more of the refining of what those spaces are actually going to look like. So that those meetings are going to start happening next week internally with our staff and our construction manager and the architect. And then we'll look at, you know, we approved last night at the board meeting the selling of the bond, so that's going to be coming up. And then going out for bids, you know, after the first of the year, with breaking ground on the new addition, probably looking late spring, early summer. And then the new addition, the shell would be up, and they would finish the interior work next school year. So we'd be looking at a fall of 26 occupation in the new addition. There's going to be some renovation on a safe and secure entrance and some tennis court work and some work at Big Cat Stadium as well. And those timing of those projects haven't been laid out completely yet. I mean, it'll be over that course. I don't know exactly what will come first or second or what yet.
Sure. You mentioned, Shane, moving the the sixth grade students back into the elementary school as part of this bond referendum approval. Why is that important or necessary to get that grade level back into the elementary building?
Well, our district is set up as a pre-K six elementary. Pre-K is under the umbrella of community education, and K six is the elementary. And having sixth grade, even though our campus isn't huge, but having them in a further away, I think it breaks up the community feel of the elementary, and we put a lot of onus on our sixth graders and our fifth graders to provide leadership for our younger students. And when they're not in the building, that makes it more challenging as well. And I think it'll provide a more sense of a community when the sixth graders are back in the building.
You look at the results of that bond issue vote back in August. It was close, but it did pass, and it came at a time when a lot of different school districts are rejecting these ideas. You know, we've seen inflation, dollars get tight, but yet in Morris, it was approved. What do you think that says about the support from the school district for what you folks are trying to get done?
Well, again, I say this to anybody that listens. I'm blessed to be the superintendent here at Morris Area Schools because of the support of the community. Over the course of the time that I've been here working with the school board has been very fiscally responsible. When there's an ask being made, the community accepts that ask because they trust what the school board and school district has done with the dollars that they do have. And again, I think you tell the story of what the need is, and we demonstrated a need for additional classroom spaces and the purpose of that, and that carries the day, because it's really as a taxpayer taking a look at that. If your child or grandchild goes to Morris, you want them in a good facility to optimize their learning.
Did you say four additional classrooms, Shane?
No, there's going to be for sixth grade. Yes, there's going to be six upstairs and up to six. And then up to seven downstairs.
So potentially up to 13 new classrooms.
Yep.
And looking out and projecting out, does that take care of your space needs quite a ways into the future then?
Yes. We looked at enrollment. We looked at, you know, one of the drivers as well is our pre-K programming has exploded in participation. Our youngest learners are coming to us in mass, and we're happy about that because we want them to learn to be a tiger when they're young. We want them to be a tiger, and we want them to be a tiger throughout their educational experience. So that's a big driver as well. So we need those additional spaces for pre-K programming, our sixth grade coming back, and then the additional supports that we provide students.
For folks that don't know, Shane, the classroom additions and the expansion, physically, where will that addition be on your campus there?
Okay. Great question. Thank you. It'll be on the north end of the building. So if you were where the front entrance is, if you go towards the university on that green space on the north end, it'll attach to the building. And it's actually going to sit at a little bit of an angle running parallel to the parking lot there. So we're excited about that. It's going to blend in. We're going to use the same materials. The entrance will look very similar to the entrance to the elementary. So aesthetically, it should be very, very, very nice. So.
And you mentioned as part of the bond issue being approved, it will include monies for a secure entrance into the elementary school, right? And gosh, when I was a student going to school, school safety really wasn't a talker. You know, it just wasn't. But as times change, that certainly has changed, right? And I'm sure as the superintendent, you're responsible for the safety of those kids every single day, and that has to be top of mind for you.
Yeah, I talk a lot about that all the time. That's our number one priority. When we have families drop their kids off or we pick them up at the bus stop and bring them into our building, they're expecting their child to come home in the same way that they left their house. And that's a big responsibility for us. And as a superintendent, those are the kind of things that keep you up at night, because you can only control as much as you can control, right? So we're gonna secure up that front entrance, and so what'll happen is people will, if there's visitors that come in, they're gonna come into a locked entrance and go through the office and be buzzed into the building. So right now the front doors are locked, but once the secretaries or office managers let them in the building, they have access to all of that, where now they'll have to go to an office, check in, make sure that they're identified and what their purpose is, and then be allowed into the building. It's just another place to make sure that they have a valid reason for being there.
Sure. And you mentioned that the occupancy in the classroom additions will be 2026. What's the timeline for this new secure entrance into the elementary building? Will that happen sooner?
Great question. We're still going through that phase. If I was to project, I would hope that would be done, could be done. The challenge is here. Sorry. The challenge is our community education is... that's where the safe, secure entrance is going to go through. And so until they move out of that space, that's going to be, so it'll probably follow when they get occupied or the summer before occupation. So the spring of 2026, right?
Spring of 2026. Okay. Excellent. Well, one highlight to the school year for students and parents alike is homecoming week, and that's next week, right?
Yeah. So we're excited. It's always a good memory for students and staff alike. And if you go to your own class reunions, that's one of the topics probably that gets brought up. Did how the team do? Remember homecoming? And in Morris, we have some special things that go on that week. It starts the week with coronation. We have powder puff football on Wednesday. And we end the week with Pep Fest at 1:45 in Tiger Center with a parade to follow. And then, of course, the homecoming football game at Big Cat Stadium on Friday night. So it's an exciting week. There's also other home events. Please check our activities calendar on our website if you're interested to come out and support the Tigers.
Boy, that football team, 4-0.
It's
4-0. It's fun to win, isn't it, Shane?
It is. It's a lot of fun to win. It's a lot of fun to see our students and coaches, all the work they put in, and see success on the field. They've got some tough competition coming up. They're in the meat of their schedule where they're playing some good teams that are even with them. And it was a big win last week, a 3-overtime win at Big Cat. So that'll be exciting. And we travel to Detroit Lakes on Friday night. So.
Indeed, yeah. Speaking of teams that are winning, the Vikings are 3-0. And you've got you're sporting your purple and gold tie there. It's a good time to be a Viking fan.
Right?
Isn't it, Shane?
Yeah. I'm sporting the Vikings tie. I've been a lifelong Vikings fan. And I know how it can lead to heartbreak sometimes. So you got to celebrate when they're playing well, and they're certainly playing well.
I know I shouldn't think this way, but I'm just waiting for that heartbreak to happen, because you expect it every year eventually, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. If you've been following them long enough, you've experienced that for sure.
You bet. Anything else in closing, Shane, this morning while we have you here?
Well, I again, just appreciate the time. Thank the community for their support. I'm available. If you have questions, give me a call, email me, stop in my office. I'll be happy to talk to you anytime, any place, anywhere. And as always, it's a great day to be a Tiger. Go